104.7 Andy and Mel, 807 up to 29 today. Would you let your kids, like your six-year-old, there are kids as young as six, fighting in MMA. Would you let them do it? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. On our website right now, there is a video where you can see this happen, and it's not like overly brutal. It's not ridiculous. It's a report from CNN.
Right.
And then there's also a poll. Please vote in the poll. Let us know what you think. So far, 57% say they would let their six-year-old fight in MMA. Sarah's on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
Good. So, you have to excuse me. I have a bad cold this morning.
Oh, that's just fine. So would you let your six-year-old be in MMA?
Well, I guess I didn't look up anything online about it. My first question is the gear that they would be wearing. Is there, you know, protective headgear?
Nope.
They wear a mouthpiece.
But no headgear.
And padded gloves.
Okay.
And
like, I was in karate when I was six. And, you know, we had all of the protective gear from shin pads to, you know, your headgear and everything like that. And actually, most of the tournaments that I went to when I was that age were no contact. So we weren't actually even...
How do you win with no contact?
Yeah.
They go by, like, if you would punch somebody and it's in an open area, then it would be a point.
If they left it unguarded?
Yeah. And then And then one time I was in a tournament in the championship round, and the kid was obviously losing, and it was a boy, by the way. And and he faked that I kicked him, and you could get disqualified for that. But the ref knew that I didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but with the concern with concussions and stuff nowadays, yeah, football is a contact sport, but they're wearing pads. So especially with high schools cracking down so much, you know, on concussions, I don't think I would do it if they wouldn't wear.
Well, I'm gonna debunk one myth that the gal that called in before you was saying the same thing. She was saying, "Well, they wear pads in football. The helmet does not prevent concussions.
Right?
Yeah.
It does not. It prevents cracked skulls. It will not stop a concussion from happening.
Yeah, you can still get a concussion.
Every time a football player gets a concussion, they're wearing a helmet. So
right. Yeah, that is true.
It can't prevent concussions. I mean, a lot of them happen just from falling backwards and hitting their head on the ground. So
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, you know, that young,
and another
probably
thing,
not.
Another thing, too, about, you know, a punch to the head is not going to have the same force as like a collision in football. There's a lot more speed and mass going on, going together there.
That's true.
I would wonder if they're not going for knockout, then, like you said, with a no contact with karate, what would be the point of them punching each other?
Yeah, I don't know if it doesn't look like it's no contact, though.
Okay.
I mean, but a lot of them look like they, watching the videos, though, I would say go watch the videos because it looks like a lot of them are going for the wrestling moves more so than the punching to the face.
I think I would be better. Or think of it better if they were doing that. Or
I think they win more anyway.
Yeah. I mean, when I watch the normal cage fight stuff now, and, you know, that's who wins the most.
Well, thank you for the call, Sarah.
Yep. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got a text or an email from Joanna. She said, people think the worst of cage fighting. It's not like they're all grudge matches to the death. I'm a girl, and I'm in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I believe it's a great opportunity for a kid, a girl especially. It's all about respect and learning how to tweak a body. It's protection. I would let my kid practice it, but I wouldn't let them get in the cage. So,
interesting.
Yeah, some of the other, you know, there have been a couple of different opinions too. Like, well, I'm just not sure if they're mature enough to handle it.
That's true. I mean, you definitely have to be able
to... Let me find that email, because that was a really good one here. Here we go. From 5611, my son is 11 and loves the martial arts. He does well with the structure and discipline and self-defense. Like, martial arts, there's a lot of discipline taught. A ton of it.
Yeah.
I took taekwondo as a kid, and you did one little thing out of line. You were doing push-ups or running or doing something. However, cage fighting I will not allow until he's old enough to understand the damage he can do to another human. Even though I trust his ability and judgment, I don't trust other kids. So I totally get not wanting to let him do it at six, but to say no, never, ever, ever, for as long as they're under my house.
I think when the age...
Once they get a little older and more mature, then I think it would, you know, whether that's 8 or 10,
they
you know.
They could probably start training.
And it depends on your kid, too. I don't think there's a blanket age for every kid.
That's true.
Because there's 6-year-olds who would understand it and have the discipline to not use it at school and bully people.
Yeah, you know? There's levels of maturity that are definitely differ from 1 6-year-old to another.
Yeah. And again, the helmet in football does not stop a concussion.
Right.
If you don't know exactly what a concussion is, a concussion happens when enough force is applied to the head where it causes the brain to rattle around inside the skull. And it bruises the brain when it bounces off the wall of the skull.
How many did you have playing football wearing a helmet?
2.
Yeah.
And
so it still happens.
The one was in practice my junior year. Some guy came up behind me to pile on and drilled me in the back of the head with his helmet.
Ow.
And then the other one was in Lenox my senior year. And I made a tackle. I actually made a great play. I don't remember the rest of the game after that.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't remember anything, did
you? No. The next thing I knew, we were pulling off the exit at Beersford.
Yikes.
And I played pretty good the rest of the game, too.
Huh.
But I have no memory of the rest of that game. I remember going in for the tackle. I ended up with a nice black streak on my helmet from where I
hit.
Holy
cow.
The Lennox kid. And
that's bad.
It was a great play. I had to watch the tape to find out what happened the rest of the game, but yeah, I mean, and I don't mean to make light of that because I mean concussions are serious. You don't mess around with them, but neither one of mine were all that serious.
Right.
I was just kind of loopy and headachy for about a day, and that was it. They were gone after
still
that.
Sucks.
So anyway, it's an interesting question. You can vote in the poll at hot1047.com. Just look for the story about 6-year-olds and MMA.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:22. We're going to top out at 29 today. It is 26 right now. Yeah, we've got Philip Phillips tickets to give away. We just got a call from my wife's work.
Mm-hmm. Wondering
she's
when,
not there.
Wondering when we're going to give them away.
Yeah.
Before 10.
Yeah, it'll be sometime before we get off the air at 10. That's...
And we made a promise that after we say we're going to give them away, we're going to wait at least 30 seconds before we answer. So those who are listening on streaming
online
or Radio Pup or whatever have a chance to win.
So then it gives you a fighting chance.
Yep. So that's our swear to you. That's our Girl Scouts honor swear.
Yeah, our swear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our swear to you.
That is rude.
I didn't do it because I meant it. I was like, you said swear, so I gave the finger just to kind of...
I was doing the Girl Scout honor, which is
I was
like
doing
this.
The middle finger.
Way different, mister.
Why is it 3 fingers?
Like this. I don't know. Boy Scouts is 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is Girl Scouts.
And this is Shocker.
Okay. Wow, you are taking the hand singles to a way different level this morning.
Earlier this week in Wellesley, Massachusetts, a guy made a deal with his 14-year-old daughter to quit Facebook by the end of June. And if she did it, she'd pay her $200. She gets $50 in mid-April and then the rest of it on June 26th. We were talking about this earlier this morning. They have a signed contract and everything.
I like it. That's fun.
I think it's a neat idea, but your price is
$5,000. $5,000.
Mm-hmm. I think my price would be $20.
Really?
It wouldn't take much for me to quit Facebook for 5 months.
All right.
Honestly.
$20, huh?
$20. I'm cheap.
Okay.
I would do it real easy. It wouldn't be hard for me to do it all. Not at all. You can go to our website, hot1047.com, and you can sign up to win Bitterball tickets and win them instantly. Just go to hot1047.com. If you want those Bitterball tickets, you can do that. Also, vote in the poll on whether or not you think 6-year-olds should fight in MMA. I'm going to update the results on that real quick and say that, yes, still 57% say yes, they would.
Okay.
Let them do it. Off the air, we ended up in a conversation. My brother called in.
Mm-hmm.
And how awesome was that story of...
The bat?
The wiffle ball bat.
Pretty awesome.
I'll retell it real quick.
Okay.
Me and my best friend Kyle, who lived across the street, we were probably about 12, 13. We were playing wiffle ball and just kind of hitting a ball around the yard. He had a decent-sized yard alongside his house. And the ball had gone out in the street, and my brother was riding around on his bicycle, and he was kind of a turd. So
your brother.
And there may have been a reason. We may have been picking on him. I don't remember. But so he picked up the ball and took off with it on his bike. Like, ha-ha. So Kyle's mad.
Oh, I can already see how this is all working.
He chucks the bat from about, I don't know, 20, 30 yards away.
Now, this bat was modified.
It was a wiffle ball bat. It was a plastic bat, but it wasn't like the yellow, thin bat. It was like a normal-looking baseball bat made of plastic, reinforced with electrical tape and duct tape and tennis balls and other stuffing.
Yeah.
He chucks it from 20, 30 yards away. It's helicoptering over. It goes right through the front spokes of my brother's bike, locks up the front wheel, sends him over the handlebars onto his face.
That is just so crazy to me that like the slim chance and odds of that happening are
so slim.
So slim, yeah.
And it,
wow.
He didn't get beat up too bad. He did have to get, I don't remember if he got stitches or not, but he did have a cut, and it wasn't so much a cut as it was a tear of right at the bridge of his nose. Where the skin, where his forehead and nose landed on the pavement and stretched the skin until it ripped a little bit. And yeah. And the best part was my mom said, well, if you hadn't stolen the ball. She was right.
Oh, Linda.
If he hadn't stolen the ball, he wouldn't have got a bat through his spokes.
I just can't believe it actually went through it.
I know. Like, it was so...
Like, at a moving target, like seriously, the odds of that happening. Wow.
The internet quote of the day, Mel, is:
I'm tired of winter. I want to fast forward to complaining about how hot it is.
I would like you to call in right now if you think you know whether regular or diet pop gets you drunk faster when you mix it with booze.
Oh.
Which one gets you drunk faster, regular or diet, when mixed with booze?
All right.
Assuming the booze mixture is the same.
Okay.
Equally. 361-5557. Email or text AM at hot1047.com. Dirt is coming up next. Hang on, it's 827, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 840. Up to 29 today. It's 26 right now. What do you think will get you drunk faster? Regular or diet pop when you mix it equally with whatever booze you're mixing it with?
I don't know.
I would have had no idea the answer to this question. I was just going to see what people thought. Tom's on the phone. How are you, Tom?
I'm average.
All right. So what do you think gets you drunk faster, diet or regular?
I know this. It's diet. Diet pop's got so much more crap in it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you're going to have a pop, and I'm trying to quit, but I can't. I have a 12-ounce Coke or a 12-ounce Mountain Dew in a can. Call it good. Diet pop's going to kill people someday.
There is a lot of weird stuff in it.
There's a lot of weird artificial crap.
It's unnatural. It's like that. It's man-made, like, sugars and crap. Like it's just chemicals.
Although, I have to admit, when, like, Pepsi and Mountain Dew came out with the natural sugar versions of the, you know, they went back to old school formulas.
Yeah.
I didn't like them. I like the high fructose corn syrup.
You do, huh?
I think we're just used to it, though.
Yeah. That's probably it. I mean,
you're
if I...
being used to it, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, they've been using that formula since I was born.
Before I was born,
so...
Sure. If all you knew was goat milk and you had regular milk, you'd be like, wow, regular milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
That's very true, Tom. Thanks for the call. Okay, so Tom says it's the diet soda. Let's go with Alan here. How are you, Alan?
Very well, thanks.
So... what do you think? Is it the diet or the regular pop that gets you drunk faster when you mix it?
It's actually going to be the diet, mainly because there's no sugar. That's the biggest thing. Once the drink actually hits your stomach goes, okay, let's figure out what it is. And when it sees that there's no sugar, it lets it pass and absorb quicker versus the actual, you know, sugary pops, which... once your body figures out what it is, it goes, okay, sugar, let's go ahead and make that food and break it down. And so when it comes really down to it, it's the diets actually that will get you drunk quicker versus the regular.
Wow. You had pretty much the entire explanation spelled out. I don't have to say anything.
Nice job, smarty pants.
Virtually.
17 years of bartending.
The only difference is you didn't have the numbers in front of you. I do have those. It's about an 18% difference in how quickly it gets you drunk.
That's a big difference.
That's
though, you know,
pretty significant, yeah.
I guess if you're looking to get drunk, just have some diet.
Because the blood alcohol levels of people who had the same amount in the same time, people who had diet soda, their blood alcohol was 0.01 or 0.091, And the people who had regular was 0.077.
Wow.
That is weird.
So
that is a big difference.
That'd be the difference between a DUI and not.
Yeah.
That's right. You're thinking that you're being okay, and next thing you know, you're going to jail.
Yep. So don't go diet. Just get the full calorie.
Diet. I haven't yet so far. I'm still being a big fatty.
I can't do it. I can't do Diet Pop. It's just gross.
I've tried it. I've tried it. I'm not going to be a bigot by any means, but it's definitely not my favorite.
Yeah, company. I can't stomach it. It just, nope. I can't do it. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Alan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it is. It's the diet. I was a little shocked that Alan, you know, basically spitting out the description I had from CNN.com, but yeah,
he knows
that's
his
pretty
alcoholic
much what it is.
Drinks.
Well, a bartender would know these things.
Yeah.
They know how to mix things.
It makes
things.
Sense.
They're kind of chemists.
Yeah, they are. Mixologists.
Yeah. How much booze does it take to set the top of a flaming Dr. Pepper on fire? Takes a lot.
It does.
Yeah. Mel found something trending on Twitter this morning. What was it again?
What are your top 10 turn-ons?
Okay, so we're going to go through Mel's top 10 turn-ons. This might be gross, but it's up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:51. And it's time for Mel to give us her turn-ons, I guess.
Walking on the beach. And no, that's not it. Well, I was noticing on Twitter that this was trending, was 10 turn-ons was the name of the, or what the hash sign is, what there is trending. So I thought I'd write my own list. And it's not gross.
Okay.
Thanks for saying that. Number one, in no particular order, a guy who smells good. I love cologne on a guy, but don't take a bath in it. Number two, a great sense of humor. One that gets my jokes and then also can make me laugh. Because sometimes, you know, it takes the right person to get my jokes.
One of my turn-offs is people who laugh at their own jokes.
Well, I'm so glad that I'm not trying to turn you on. If you have the right head for it, a shaved head like Vin Diesel or Chris Daughtry is definitely a turn on.
Really? Mm-hmm. Shaved heads?
If you have the right head. Vin Diesel and Chris Daughtry.
Apparently, have a talk doesn't have any bearing on turning you on.
Yeah, I watched Fast Five last night, and every time he talked, I was like, God, I wish that you didn't sound like your tongue was too big for your mouth.
Stop talking. Just sweetie, stop talking.
Just stand there and look pretty.
Just look pretty. Stop talking.
And then when him and The Rock were fighting, I was like, God, you both look pretty. Stop fighting.
I can't believe there's going to be a Fast and Furious 6.
I know. Why? Like, aren't they done?
I don't know. I guess they didn't. Jumping the shark 3 times wasn't enough.
I know. I was surprised by that, too. Number 4, texting or calling me first, especially the Good Morning Beautiful or Sweet Dreams text messages. I like those. Shut up. Number 5, holding my hand in public and in private. Someone who dresses well, who dresses trendy and knows what looks good on his body. Number 7, arm muscles. Enough said. Number 8, a good kisser. Number 5, for him to plan dates and surprises. And number 10, personality. Ultimately, someone I can have a conversation with and not just good at text conversation with.
So in other words, you're high maintenance.
I don't think that's high maintenance.
I think that's what that sounds like.
That's a list of 10 things
that's what sounds like to me.
That are turns on.
It sounds like you're high maintenance to me.
You are so full of crap.
No.
There's other things.
You got to spend a lot of money on cologne.
I did not say that. I just, it smells good. You can just make sure you take showers often.
Okay.
That would also do it.
They got to plan dates and surprises for you. That's some more maintenance.
Yeah, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money on that.
You
got to
spend a bunch of money on clothes because, you know, you got to be all trendy. And
you can buy things at the thrift store as long as they look good on
$200
you.
$200 jeans. You got to spend money on a gym membership so that you got big enough arm muscles.
Oh, the arm muscles. Mm.
It just sounds to me like you're high maintenance.
Such a turn on.
Yeah.
That does not make me high maintenance. That does not make me high maintenance.
Okay.
There was a lot of things on there that don't require spending money. Gosh, you're such a jerk. Why? Sometimes.
What doesn't plan? Well, not all of them do. I mean, good kisser, maybe he has to take kissing lessons.
Yeah, I'm sure that they took lessons. I don't
know
think there's
though?
Such a thing.
I bet there is.
There should be.
I bet there is somewhere a class or a school that teaches people how to kiss somewhere.
I wonder if Bar Raffaele teaches it.
I don't know, but I wish you would.
Sold out.
Google it. See if you can find a school or a class that teaches people how to kiss. That would be hysterical if there was. Hot 104.7.com.